Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to the show that's for you and about you. Those who work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you now. Because you want that freedom, that cash flow prosperity today, not 3 or 4 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But on top of that, as a Rippler, you want to create a ripple effect to the lives of others, because as you're blessed financially, you can bless more lives too. So guys, welcome to our show. Appreciate you being here. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you and be able to help empower you with this information. I love to hear that you guys have been sharing with each other. You've been, you know, even when we're your coworkers or everything else or colleagues, you've been binging on these. And I would just say this, is that you can keep going far back, but the truth is I'm going to start recording episodes from some of those early days forward so you can kind of get some of that stuff too. But anyways, guys, I appreciate you having you on. As a reminder, check our website, moneyripples.com. There's the great blogs on there and other video podcasts you can see. And that book, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, you can check out. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel, The Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Be a subscriber on there. You know, save it on that, especially as we upload these videos. You want to be a part of that, so check it out. Hey, guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey, guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So guys, I want to talk about I want to share an article with you from CNBC. Now, I'm not the biggest CNBC fan, but I do appreciate when there's articles that create good discussion. And the discussion was about is really how much is being saved in people's 401ks. Now, I get it. When they give you these numbers, understand that not everybody saves everything in their 401ks. In fact, if you listen to the show long enough, you know that we tell you not to save your money in these 401ks, right? Because we're anti-401ks and IRAs and traditional retirement plans for the most part. We want you to be saving away from that to do something different that gives you a better shot at freedom now, not hopefully after you're 59 and a half or 60 years old. And we'll talk a little bit about that now, but I want to share some of this here about what they've kind of said, you know, what they said are as of the end, the fourth quarter of 2020. So definitely during COVID, what was that looking like? So I'm going to share my screen just so you guys can see it. Now, if you're not on here, I'll verbally express this if you guys can't see it, right? So the average 401k balance by age, they start with 20 to 29 year olds. They go by decades, basically. So the 20 to 29 year olds have 15,000 saved up. Not a surprise, right? You're just starting out in life. You're not going to have a ton. So the average American has $15,000 saved. The 30 to 39 year old is about 50,000. The 40 to 49 year old group has about 120,000. So this is my age group. Most of them have at least 100,000 or so in there on average. The 50s age group is just over 200,000. That's now 60 to 69, not much more. It's about $229,000. Now the 70 plus group, it's 213,000, but I would assume that's because we are, of course, people are retiring. They're starting to consume some of this money. But think about it, 60 to 69 year olds, only about 229,000. Now, I know they're taking all the Americans from their 401k balances and what they see primarily through employers, but you got to understand is that right now, and the point of this article is people aren't saving enough, which, by the way, is always the point of every article I've seen for the last 20 years. The funny thing is the advice they give you is save 15%, you know, if you're starting early. They say, like, their advice is save, you know, essentially get your balance, your 401k balance to 10 times your annual salary. Trust me, that is not enough. That's not even close to enough. They're probably hoping and praying that you get a good paycheck on those social security checks and whatnot, right? And that you're going to live cheap. You know, that's what they're telling you to do. Now, what is interesting is that currently the average American by those same age groups, how much, what percentage are they contributing? 20 to 29 year olds saving about 7.4%, 30 to 39, 8.3, 40 to 49, 8.9. We're seeing a trend is that at least by about a half to a full percent every decade, they're trying to save more. Now, you get into your 50s, I know there's desperation, it kicks in, you're at 10%, 60 to 69, 11.4. Surprisingly, the 70 plus year olds, 12.3, they're still saving them. By the way, if you're over 60, it's kind of a dumb idea to be putting money in these 401ks. Now, if it's a Roth 401k, maybe that's better, right? Because at least you get the tax-free benefits. But if this is a traditional 401k, all you're doing is you're delaying your taxes to later. I don't know about you, but I don't trust Biden or any of those guys that are in office right now at all. So, hey, we could, you know, maybe you're in such a lower income bracket that you're considered poor, and that's what they all are trying to fight for, right? But if you're at least middle class to upper class, you're the ones that get robbed from, to be honest, right? You're the ones that they take taxes from. They take from the rich or even the middle class and give to the poor, right? So, you know, if you're in that category, why are you doing that? That's ridiculous. So understand that most of these people are only saving between 7 and 11% for the most part that are in these working years. They're saying 15%. Well, why are people saving that? Because there's still people that believe that 10% is the magic number. Heck, I taught this even 20 years ago. You should save 10% of your money into retirement, right? We've been told that, but that's not enough, guys. And even with the 15%, I'm going to show you that's not enough either. So I'm going to show you a calculator here. I'm going to pretend like you're starting, like maybe you're 30 years old or whatever. Maybe you don't have anything in there. Heck, we can even run it like you're 20-year-old or 25-year-old even, right? So you got 40 years. But I want to do a 30-year timeline. Say you've got 30 years to try to hit retirement. You're starting with nothing. Now you're putting in, let's say you're making a salary of $100,000 a year. You're putting in that 15%, so $15,000 a year. Now with that, your company's matching you 5%. And I know that for many of you, that's richer than what your company pays you. Most time it's like 3 or 4% match. Sometimes if you're lucky, you get 6. So I did 5 to kind of go on the higher middle side, right? So anyways, so that's $20,000 a year that's going into your 401k. $15,000 of it yours, $5,000 the company's. Now you do that for 30 years, and I put it at a 7% interest rate because with fees and everything else, you're lucky to get 7% long-term. You know, the whole thing about making 10 or 12%, so not true. The average return of the market's only been, even just now with it hitting market highs, doing crazy for the last 30 years, really almost half of the last 30 years have been the last 12, the market's been straight up. It's still averaging only about just over 8% a year. That's before fees come out, right? So I put it at 7% to stay more conservative here. But I would say, I wouldn't even say that's a conservative number. I'd say it's a little bit liberal, might be more than what you would even earn yourself. So anyways, that after 30 years, you'll have $2 million. $2 million saved up that you have not paid taxes on yet. Now that might seem like a lot. And some people say, well, hey, if I live on 4%, cool, because that's right there, that's $80,000 a year, right? Wrong. If you want your money to last, especially with this low interest rate environment that we're in, you do not want to be pulling out 4%. That's too aggressive. You will run out of money if you happen to have a long, fruitful life. If you die quickly because you're living on McDonald's, hey, 4% might work great. But if you actually want a good, healthy life, 4% is going to be too high. I would say 2 or 3% would be a better conservative number to use. So let's go on the high end. Again, being liberal here, just give you the benefit of the doubt to play devil's advocate against myself. Say you do pull out 3%, that's $60,000 a year before taxes. So once taxes come out, you might be living on $45,000 a year, depending on what the tax rates look like, right? So you pull out $60,000, you're living on maybe $45,000 a year. That's after having $2 million. You're a millionaire, a multimillionaire, $2 million, multimillionaire, and you're living at low, really lower middle class lifestyle, almost in the upper poor class, the upper lower class lifestyle, if that makes sense. You're really basically broke. You need Social Security to pay in just to keep you in the middle class. And it's less than what you were living on anyways, because if you're making $100,000 a year, and by the way, that's $100,000 a year today. Now understand with inflation, it's gonna be a lot more than that. So if you're thinking $45,000 a year after taxes is good, guess what? When you factor in inflation, I put this at 3%, but the truth is you probably should be looking at least 4 to 5%. And I'm being, again, very, very generous on that. I think the inflation rate will be much higher and still is, has been much higher than that. If you ever look at shadowstats.com, you know, for example, if you look at that from that standpoint, after inflation, that $2 million is really only like $620,000. That means if you pull out 3%, you're really living on less than a $20,000 a year lifestyle before tax. After tax, you're living more like a closer to $15,000 a year lifestyle. Guys, funny that you were putting away $15,000 a year to now only live on about $15,000 a year. Is this making sense? Like, this just seems stupid to you? Heck, even if we give you 40 years, all right, let's go there. 40 years, great. Now you have 4.2 million. But again, after inflation, it's really only about 900,000. I'm rounding up. It's about 900,000 bucks, if that. So again, a 3%, you're only living about 27,000 a year before taxes. After tax, you're like under 24,000 a year, right? Probably even less than that. So you're living on like 2,000 bucks a month in today's dollars in retirement. That's pathetic, guys. That's horrible. That's horrible. That's the kind of thing that I don't like. So when they're telling you to save 15%, that's just not reality. The sad thing is, if you're contributing 15,000, you're almost at the max. You can only save a few thousand dollars more a year, and that's it. This is why I keep telling people that if you want a good lifestyle, not a broke lifestyle at retirement, but a good one, you cannot, even max funding a 401k won't be enough. It just can't be enough. And by the way, this is if you got 40 years. What if you're in your 40s? You got maybe 20 years to go. Yay, you got up to 877,000, but after inflation, it's more like 400,000. So now you're living on like 12,000 a year before taxes. It's not enough, right? So even those that starting early are lucky to even get high enough. You might just say, well, maybe they'll raise limits. Maybe they'll let us put in more. They'll probably will. But regardless, the problem is this, is that still, even based on their estimations of putting away 15%, that should be enough. It may not be. It may not be enough, just depending on what your life circumstances allow. This is why this is freaking ridiculous. So when I see CNBC telling us, hey, you know, and this is from February 24th, 2021, just so you guys have this as a reference, the thing you got to ask yourself is it no wonder these plans aren't working? Because we might look at this and say, oh, well, it's because people aren't saving enough. That's true for some people. But in my experience, I see a lot more savers than people give credit for. You know, some people will say, oh, there's tons of, everybody's a spender. I'm one of the few savers out there. Like somehow you're the most arrogant, amazing person in the world. And I know some of you guys are listening, thinking this too. It's not true. There is a ton of savers out there, people that are putting away a lot of money in their 401ks. I talk to you guys all the time. Some of you guys have been max funding your 401ks for years, and you're seeing dismal numbers like this. Now, a lot of you have more than this in the 401k because some of you have been doing self-directed IRAs because you have your own business and you've been pumping in money into those things. Again, same problem. It's the same exact problem because you're still trying to pump it into the stock market. And remember, this is based on 2020. This is based after 11 years of up market. Now we're moving into 12 years. What's going to happen to these balances when also the market corrects? Because right now the market is overvalued, guys. It's about 2.5 times overvalued. That means if we wanted to bring it back into balance, you'd have to see the stock market tank 60% to get back to real valuations again. 60%. So if you've got $1 million in your 401k, you're going to watch yourself lose $400,000. Do you really want to watch that happen? And just so you know, the more that the bubble keeps going up, the harder the crash happens. Because when stocks go down, they go down much faster than they do when they bounce back up. It's always a very quick drawback. Even if it takes 1 or 2 or 3 years to pull back, then it usually takes about twice as much time for it to come back again. So if you, for those of you guys who are having a shorter time frame, you want to retire faster, guess what? These next 10 years might stink for you. This might be the worst time to be in the market. So I'm bringing this up because I want you guys to see what is real data here and the reality, but the reality is not being taught. Because they're still being overly optimistic about what's going to happen. When we said 10% before, we said, hey, 10% should be more than enough to retire. They're now saying 15%. I'm calling bull. I'm saying you're probably going to have to save closer to 50% of your money to make these plans work. Here's the good news. You don't have to save in these stupid plans. The match isn't worth it. The match doesn't give you squat. By the way, the match, just like in this scenario, only gives you 25% more money in the end. That's it. 25% more. Could you make 25% more in 20, 30, or even 10 years than you would just leaving the money there? The likelihood is, yeah, you probably could. Now, is that guaranteed? No. Do you have to know what you're doing? Yes. Is it have to be that difficult and hard? You have to be a rocket scientist? No, right? That's my point, is that you guys could actually have something amazing. You actually have hope. You can actually create massive income from the money you have. Those of you with $1 million in 401k, you're like, well, based on these numbers, Chris, that means I'm living on $30,000 a year before tax. So after tax, I might keep $24,000 a year, $2,000 a month. Yep. Or if $1 million can make you even just 10% a year, that's $100,000 a year. That's over $8,000 a month. So you want $2,000 a month or $8,000 a month? And sometimes, by the way, you can have tax benefits where you're not really paying much tax on that money, if at all, depending on the type of investments you're doing. So anyways, I'm not here to tell you, what kind of investments to do, because the truth is that's a case-by-case decision. And that's something that you have to really understand who you are and what you want to be doing. What kind of investments are fun for you? Even when I do my consulting, a lot of times we're talking to people saying, well, what kind of investment would light you up? What kind of would be fun for you? Rather than just the ones that make you money, there are ones that will make you hit your goals better than others, right? Depending on what your goals are. But the truth is like, well, what kind of investments would be fun for you? That's the kind of thing you should be doing. And that's a different answer for every one of you. And that's different for me. I do investments that some people say, I wouldn't want to do those. That doesn't sound like fun to me. But these investments over here sounds awesome. So anyway, guys, my point is there is hope, but the hope is not here. The reason these 401k balances look stupid is because it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It hasn't worked yet. And these 401k plans have been mainstream since the mid 80s. Guys, now we're approaching on 35 years that we've had these plans, that people have been putting money in these plans, and look at the results. A couple $100,000. That's the average 401k balance. Not because they're not saving, although that's true for some, and this is an average, but even the ones that are saving, and I see you every day, I know because you talk to me, I see your 401k balances. Sometimes you're lucky to have $500,000 to $1 million in your account. That's it, after saving everything you possibly can dump into these plans, and that's what you have to show for it. That's not enough, guys, not if you want freedom. Freedom requires cash flow, real, certain, predictable income, not unpredictable, bipolar, crazy ex-girlfriend stock markets, right? We don't want that. We want cool, real, predictable cash flow, stable cash flow. So anyways, guys, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me, moneyripples.com. Anyways, I want you to open your eyes and see that there's a much better world than what they have been offering you for the last three, almost four decades. You can change your life. You can have a much better life now by doing something different than these average American population. Guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. So see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.